Pumatay ng 14 na tao si Syed Farouk at kanyang asawang Tashfin Malik sa San Bernardino, California nitong nagdaang Disyembre bago sila nabaril ng mga dumalong pulisya. Magbuhat noon, naghahanap ang Federal Bureau of Investigation o FBI ng anumang maaaring ugnayan sa pagitan ni Farouk at ng Islamic State. Bilang bahagi ng investigasyon, gusto ng FBI na mabuksan ang iPhone ni Farouk. Gusto nilang subukan ang ilang kombinasyon ng mabilis na sequence hanggang makuha nila ang tamang kombinasyon. Sa kasalukuyan, ang encryption software ng Apple ay nangangahulugan na binubura ng iPhone ang lahat ng kanyang datos pagkatapos ng 10 magkakasunod na pagtatangka sa paghanap ng password. Ang encryption ay isang proseso ng pag-i-encode ng mga mensahe o impormasyon, kaya mabubuksan lamang ito sa pamamagitan ng otorisadong tao at halimbawa ng mga kriminal o pamahalaan na walang kapangyarihang gawin ito. Ang mga ganitong software ay hindi mabubuksan ninuman kahit na ng Apple. Sa kabila nito, ipinag-utos sa Apple ng isang mahistrado ng korte na tulungan nilang mabuksan ang iPhone. Sa isang pahayag na inilabas sa website, sinabi ng punong ehekutibo ng Apple, Tim Cook, na ang pagbubukas ng iPhone ay magpapasimula ng mapanganib na hakbang.
The United States government has demanded that Apple take an unprecedented step which threatens the security of our customers. We oppose this order, which has implications far beyond the legal case at hand. Some would argue that building a backdoor for just one iPhone is a simple, clean-cut solution. The government suggests this tool could only be used once on one phone, but that's simply not true. Once created, the technique could be used over and over again on any number of devices. The implication of the government's demands are chilling. If the government can use the All Writs Act to make it easier to unlock your iPhone, it would have the power to reach into anyone's device to capture their data. The government could extend this breach of privacy and demand that Apple build surveillance software to intercept your messages, access your health records or financial data, track your location, or even access your phone's microphone or camera without your knowledge.
Sumang-ayon naman ang dating ahente ng CIA, Patrick Skinner, kay Tim Cook. Sinabi niya na ang mga nakalipas na insidente, kagaya ng hijacking noong nagdaang taon ng Office of Personnel Management sa Estados Unidos, ay nagtaas ng pagkabahala sa potensyal na paglabag sa seguridad.
Having a lot of experience with the government, it's not that they're ill-intended, but there's a lot of competency issues. I'm not afraid that the government's going to go against me. Now, that is a legitimate concern for a lot of people elsewhere, but my concern is more about the actual security of the information. It's not a single case issue. One case law is never, you don't make exceptions, it builds precedents. And so by weakening something, if they create it, they will use it elsewhere. And it's not just that. If you give the US government keys, they're going to lose it. I've already had to change my credit protection twice this year because of the OPM hack. And so giving them, in a land of locks, if you give somebody a master key, they become king. And I don't think that the U.S. government should have that right now.
Sinabi naman ang tagapagsalita ng White House, Josh Earnest, na humihiling lamang ang FBI na buksan ang isang instrumento.
They are not asking Apple to redesign its product or to create a new backdoor to one of their products. They're simply asking for something that would have an impact on this one device.
Sinabi sa Al Jazeera ni Tim Stevens na mula sa website na CNET na hindi lamang Apple ang kumpanyang pumipigil sa gobyerno upang makakuha ng impormasyon tungkol sa mga kliyente.
This is definitely something that is across the industry at this point. Both Apple and Google have instituted encryption technologies within their mobile operating systems to prevent themselves from being able to decrypt these devices. So it's the same on an Android device as it is on an iPhone. So this is a pretty common case in the industry. And again, the government's trying to get some sort of backdoor, some kind of skeleton key added to these encryption technologies to allow these devices to be decrypted.
Itinagdag ng Apple na lalabanan nila ang desisyon ng korte.